Democratic Representative Brian Klem's mother-in-law has Lou Gehrig's disease. She was kicked off her former health insurance plan, so Klem and his wife looked forward to the opening of Oregon's online insurance marketplace.
We were excited about Cover Oregon because the system before that really sucked.
But Klem's optimism quickly turned to frustration when not only were they unable to enroll her online, they also had trouble submitting the paper application.
In between feeding tubes and my daughter and this job and my wife's job, you know, we're trying to get her covered. Fax machine 5 times we tried yesterday, busy every time.
That's right. Forget the internet. Klem couldn't even reach Cover Oregon by fax machine. Lawmaker after lawmaker tossed pointed questions at the insurance exchange's director, Rocky King.
Rocky, with all due respect, my first concern goes to do with credibility.
Democratic Representative John Lively asked King how Oregonians should be expected to believe any promise of future website functionality when delays have been piling up. King responded with the same phrase,
"That's on me,"
uttered by President Barack Obama in response to the troubled health insurance rollout on the federal level. King says Cover Oregon should have been more upfront about the problems leading up to the planned October 1st launch.
We did the best that we could to get the information out, but there was a lot of uncertainty of what we could do and couldn't do. And very frankly, I wasn't sure what to say.
King says based on conversations with Cover Oregon's tech contractor, Oracle, the new goal for a fully functioning website is mid-December. That would come too late for people to meet the deadline to be covered by January 1st. And King himself says the next target date isn't set in stone.
I no longer hope. I've taken that word out of my language. When I see it, I'll believe it. And until that time, I will bring on whatever resources are necessary and do whatever I can to make sure that Oregonians can get coverage.
For now, that means hundreds of workers poring over paper applications. Applications that primarily arrived by mail, not the fax machine. I'm Chris Lehman in Salem.